Today's daf Maseches Eruvin daf Lamed Vav. We've been discussing the halacha of Trum Shabbos over many dapim. Today's daf gives us the best excuse to dive into the parameters of this concept. The Torah says in Parshas B'Shalach, Ru'u ki Hashem nasa lachem es haShabbos al kein hu nosa lachem b'yom haShishi. As we know by the man, Hashem gave us the Shabbos. So on Friday, since the man is not going to fall on Shabbos, lechem yomayim, we're going to get double lechem on Friday. Shvu ish tachtav, person should stay in their place. Al yetzei ish mimkomo b'yom haShvi'i, person shouldn't go out from their place on the seventh day. Although the clear read of our daf today and a few other places in Eruvin and elsewhere in Shas point to the boundary as being this Trum Shabbos, the Shabbos boundary as being Midrabanan, this pasuk was the source for the Yerushalmi's conclusion that Trum Shabbos is really Mina Torah, it's really Doraisa. Now, when we say Trum Shabbos, even for the Yerushalmi, this is modeled after the Jewish camp in the desert, which was 12 mil or 12 kilometers, or 2,000 amos was a rabbinic addition. Rabbi Akiva is the opinion in the Bavli Erevin that Trum Shabbos is Mina Torah, even the 2,000 Amos. The Rosh at the end of the first parak in our Masechta says that the Bavli argues with the Yerushalmi and held that even the 12 mil is only Midrabanan. The Hagos Ashri, who was an Achron on the Rosh, didn't think that the Bavli was arguing with the Yerushalmi. Why? Because the whole pasuk of Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo isn't even the source for the idea of Trum Shabbos. It's the true source for what? For the Hotzah of Rishus Yachl Shus Rabin, as we've spoken out in Masechet Shabbos. Therefore, of the forbidden prohibition to carry between a private and public domain. So therefore, the Yerushalmi was telling us it's Mina Torah because there's a Kabbalah. We have some kind of halacha that we're given. It's Mina Torah. It comes from Har Sinai. It's a Torah concept, but there's no explicit pasuk telling us this. So this machloka seems to emanate from our daf itself. At the top of Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yossi says, Trum in the Rabbanan, and ein lo ikar min haTorah. Trum is a rabbinic institution, and it doesn't have any essence or point coming from the Torah. So comes the Rosh and says, if the Bavli would hold, like the Yerushalmi, that 12 mil is Mina Torah, why does Rabbi Yossi say, Trumin Einlu Ikar Mina Torah? It doesn't make any sense. So that was his proof. And the Hagos Ashri says, you're right, Einlu Ikar Mina Torah. Why? Because there's no pasuk in the Torah that points us to the concept of Trum Shabbos. It doesn't mean that it doesn't come from the Torah. Doesn't make it Midrabanan, because we have a Kabbalah that it is Minotaur. Although it is not the opinion of most Rishonim, the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perachav Zayin Alach Aleph, and the Sefer Achinoch actually follow the Rishalmi. These are in the minority of the Rishonim, and the Gedolei Poskim generally follow the idea that Trum Shabbos is Midrabanan. A word about the distance, 12 milim, which for the Rambam is, as we said, Minotaurah, it's about 10 miles. If one mil takes about 18 minutes to walk, then 12 mil is 260 minutes, which is about 3.5 hours. And the rabbinic 2,000 amot brings us down all the way to a maximum of an 18-minute walk. So what's the idea in the end behind Trum Shabbos? Why do we have such an institution? The Aruch HaShulchan writes in Simen Shin Tzarik Zayin Siv Katan Dalid, says the Siv Dalid, says the Aruch HaShulchan, Nire de Chachamim L'Ratzo Shishi Yisraeli Yelech Harbe B'Shabbos Kebechol. The Chachamim didn't want us to walk on Shabbos like we walk during the week, amounts, long amounts, far amounts. V'yis'asig Yosef v'oynig Shabbos v'Torah. Person should be more involved in enjoying the Shabbos, in bringing onig Shabbos, and studying Torah. V'zeh atam shayach gam b'yom tov. That's why we have the idea of Trum Shabbos even on Yom Tov, because we're supposed to do that as well on Yom Tov. V'lachein b'chol dini Trum in Shabbos v'yom tov shavin hein. That's why we have the rules being the same when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov and Trum. I also saw a beautiful idea b'shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, not sure where it's actually written, but he pointed out that Trum Shabbos was the first halacha of Shabbos introduced to B'nai Yisrael of all the principles that we have in the Psukim, Zachor and Shamar and so on. When we think of growth as an Eved Hashem or as a person in general, you first have to figure out where you're holding, what is your current makom? Al Yetzei Ish Mimkomo, you start, where is your place? Where are you holding now? And which influences will be mashpi on you and how you maintain that? And then you're able to take in Shabbos.